Have you done your tax yet? Yeah, I know. Not to bring the mood down at all, but it's part of life, isn't it? Death and taxes. Over the last few weeks, I've been catching up with Brad Gunn from Vault Accountants. He's our go-to man in the world of tax and finances and superannuation. When I spoke to him last time, he mentioned sole traders and companies. And I thought, what's the difference there? And is everyone in the best possible setup? Brad, what I've found, and good afternoon too, what I've found is sometimes you get advice maybe 10 years ago, and that's good for you then. But as your business develops and things change and adapt and laws change, you can't really hang on that advice. Can you step me through sole trader and companies? What's probably the best for certain industries?
Afternoon, Ben. There's an old saying in our industry, you should never accept barbecue advice.
It's very good advice. And
you get it all the time. I suppose the big difference between a sole trader, regardless of what they're doing, and a company is a company makes the decisions that are set down by the Corporations Act, where a sole trader doesn't have any restrictions. If you look at those two and drill it down to what that means, and it might have a lot to do with the revenue that you're generating on an annual basis, or it might just be a second job. You wouldn't really need to set up a company because there is some cost to set it up, then there's additional cost ongoing. A small family company and they operate a small takeaway business, they are limited by liability, where the sole trader is not. A sole trader, his assets are his personal assets and his business assets. There's no distinction.
So setting up a company can protect you so they can't touch house, car and other assets?
Yeah, correct. When you initially start your business, there's nothing wrong with starting as a sole trader. Get yourself off the ground, get it running, go out and register a business name. As your business grows over the years and you start to employ people, at that point, you really should be getting some advice to set up a company, depending on your personal circumstances. Once you bring an employee into the equation, sole traders can employ, they can have an employee. It's better to have it through a company. But once again, you need to protect your personal assets and you need to keep those separate. Something goes wrong,
yeah.
You need to be able to stop them at the front gate, not let them push their way through.
What about the tax benefits?
A sole trader is taxed at the marginal rate. You might be an electrician and you might earn $160,000 a year in revenue. That would be your income. You take off your expenses and your marginal rate is going to be whatever your assessable income is. Where a company, depending on its turnover, is either going to be taxed at 30% or 27.5%. From there, you can either distribute some dividends back to the family trust or to the directors or whatever you want to do, but there's certainly ways of dialing it down. If you're paying, 49 cents in the dollar as a sole trader and you're generating a couple of $100,000 a year, you need to go and set up a company. If it's only $40,000 or $50,000 a year, I probably wouldn't worry about it.
It comes down to the individual then, doesn't it?
It does actually come down to the individual. I mean, I'll give you an example. We just taken on a new client who's a specialist doctor. And as you know, they earn relatively good income.
Mm.
He was operating as a sole trader. A couple of houses, motor vehicles and bits and pieces in his personal name. The issue was, if he ever got sued, the first thing they would go for is the nice big house that sits on the Brisbane River,
yeah,
and all the equity that sits inside it, then they'll tap away. We set him up as a company through a trust, and that way, one, we'll be able to segregate those assets and keep them completely separate, but we were also able to distribute some income to his partner, so therefore reducing his personal income.
Yeah,
they were a whole lot better off. Then they were topping up their superannuation, which they weren't doing before. There's another expense. And we were running that through. All of a sudden, everything was looking a whole lot better. And I find it gobsmacks me that they're sitting there as sole traders. It's just exposing themselves.
Brad, what I've learned out of this is barbecue advice, leave it alone. Get the advice from the professionals like yourself at Vault Accountants. Again, every individual is different. Every circumstance is different. That's why you need to go in and see the experts. Appreciate us picking your brain this afternoon.
Thanks, mate.